Now the epistle appointed to be read for the first Sunday of Lent is taken from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 6. Brethren, we do exhort you that you receive not the grace of God in vain, for he saith, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time, behold, now is the day of salvation. Let us give no offense to any man, that our ministry be not blamed. But in all things let us exhibit ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulation, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in prisons, in seditions, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in chastity, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in sweetness in the Holy Ghost, in charity unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God. By the armor of justice on the right hand and on the left, through honor and dishonor, through evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet known, as dying and behold we live, as chastised and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as needy yet enriching many, as having nothing and possessing all things. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. And the tempter coming said to him, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Who answered and said, It is written, Not in bread alone doth man live, but in every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into a holy city and set him upon the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If thou be the Son of Man of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He hath given his angels charge over thee, and in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest perhaps thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil took him up into a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he said to him, All these will I give thee, if falling down thou wilt adore me. Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, The Lord thy God shalt thou adore, and him alone shalt thou serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Words taken from the epistle for today's Mass in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, in the year 1956, in December of that year, a little girl named Dana and her family were involved in a horrific car accident. In fact, as a result of the accident, the girl's parents, her brother and sister, and even her little dog were killed in the crash. Only little Dana survived, but even she had some very serious injuries, including the loss of her left eye. Well, the doctors considered that in light of the seriousness of her injuries and the great tragedy of her loss, it would be best to let her fully recover before letting her know what actually happened. So Dana was placed in the care of a kind nursing sister, Sister Ida. Sister Ida helped Dana to recover, and as the little one started to get better each day, the good sister began to tell her about our Lord and his saints. She emphasized for little Dana that our Lord did in fact suffer and die while he was here on earth, but that more importantly, he went to heaven to prepare a wonderful place for all those who love him. Once Dana was happy and content with the thought of thinking about Jesus and the heaven that he was preparing, Sister decided to break some of the bad news to her very gently. The sister first told Dana that her dog had died in the car accident. This, of course, made the little one very sad, and she became still sadder when Sister let her know that she had lost the use of her left eye. Then after several days of recovering from this blow and of being convinced again of the goodness of our Lord, Sister Ida and Dana met to say their morning prayers, and especially their Our Father, very slowly. At the end of this prayer, Sister Ida began to tell Dana some more of the bad news. Dana, she said, your mother and father, your sister and brother were very badly hurt in the car accident. And actually, she said, they were hurt worse than you. Then, trying to console the little one as much as she possibly could, Sister said, Dana, your family is in heaven. Do you mean that they are dead? Came the tearful reply. Yes, Dana. Of course, the little child wept uncontrollably at this terrible news. But through her tears, she had only one request. Please take me to the chapel where Jesus is. He was her only loved one left on earth, and at this time, more than any, she wanted to be close to him. And my dear friends, today is, as I mentioned, the opening of the 40 hours devotion. And to gain the most graces that we can for ourselves and even for our special intentions during the next 40 hours, it is good to stop and recall just why God created us. After all, God would have been perfectly content for all eternity without having created mankind. So why then did he give us the gift of life? Well, God created each and every one of us and each and every human that he ever created to know, love, and serve him in this world so that we might be eternally happy with him forever in heaven. Thus, God created us for his glory and for our happiness. And these two purposes are attained by the same means. That is, when we know, love, and serve God, we give him great glory. And at the same time, we increase the degree of eternal happiness that we hope to one day receive in heaven. For you see, my dear friends, our happiness in heaven will come from knowing, loving, and serving God there as well. Thus, if we strive to grow closer and closer to God while we are here on earth, we will have that increased happiness of being much more closely united to him when, God willing, we all make it to heaven. We saw the great joy and at least peace of soul that this brought to little Dana's life as she learned for the first time about heaven and the heaven that was being prepared for all faithful souls. Then in her darkest hour, we saw that growing closer and closer to God brought Dana at least a little bit of peace and consolation when she received that terrible news. The world became for her a very dark and lonely place immediately upon hearing that her family had all died. But deep down in her heart, she knew where to find peace and even a friend. Despite even the unimaginable loss of her entire family all at once, little Dana found peace in her soul in the thought that she still had Jesus to look to in her times of great need. She knew that God loved her, and she tried to love him in return. And she even served him in her own little way, by accepting with heroic resignation the loss that she felt. And this, my dear friends, is how it must be for each and every one of us. We must strive to know God more and more. That is, even for us adults, we must from time to time study the catechism and make sure that we know the truths of our faith more and more as time goes on. We must take to heart the advice that the priest and at this chapel that the bishop gives us in the confessional. We must try our best to pay as much attention as we can at Mass and even to the weekly sermon. The more then that we learn about God, the more we will see how much he loves us and wants to be loved by us in return. When we then are convinced of his great love and the many blessings he's given to us, we will naturally be disposed to serve him better. And knowing how much God loves us will incline us to want to follow his commandments, to avoid the occasions of sin, and to fulfill the duties of our state in life. And so, my dear friends, as we begin this 40 hours devotion, I would just remind you that there is no better time to ask for the grace to know, love, and serve God better than here in his presence for the next 40 hours. In the words of St. Paul from today's epistle, now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation. 40 hours is the acceptable time for us to increase our knowledge, love, and service of Almighty God. And during this next 40 hours, it can be helpful for us to remember the reason why the church chooses 40 hours. This was the amount of time that our Lord's body was in the sepulcher awaiting his glorious resurrection. Now, since the church already has so many wonderful and moving ceremonies to commemorate all the other events of Holy Week, she allows us this time right now to consider what we may not often consider during Holy Week, and that is the time that our Lord's body spent in the sepulcher. As you come into the chapel then over the next couple of days, picture to yourself that you have been let into the Holy Sepulcher on that first Holy Saturday. Think about what the sepulcher would mean to you if you were there on that day. It would teach you about the love of God, which moved him to offer his very life for your salvation. It would then inspire you to make a return of love, a return which would come in the form of a resolution to serve God better in the future. And although no one was ever given the opportunity to spend that time at the sepulcher, we can at least picture it to ourselves in our mind's eye for the next 40 hours. Just as the stone tomb would have blocked our Lord's body from sight, so too does his presence in the host hide from our bodily eyes, as it were, his divinity and his humanity. But nevertheless, the eyes of our faith tell us that he is truly here in the Blessed Sacrament. Over the next 40 hours, then, my dear friends, if you have any time to spare at all, I would greatly encourage you to come and spend some time with our Lord. Even if you can't make an entire hour, come and give him the time you can. Ask him to let you know his love better. Ask him to help you make a better return of that love. And ask him for the grace to be able to show your love by serving him faithfully each day. If you ask for these graces, which he will surely bestow upon all those who ask for them earnestly, you will be preparing the way for an increased happiness one day in heaven. And you will also experience that happiness and even peace of soul here on earth that were experienced by little Dana surrounding the events of that car accident. Her first recourse was to our Lord, and so it must be with us, if we wish to have peace in our souls and happiness forever in heaven. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.